Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
We saw the 2 richest people in the world have lunch.
Yeah, you were just telling me about
in
that.
Paris a few days ago.
That's scary.
That's the first. We've never seen $500 billion in a picture.
What do you think they were speaking about?
Troy, you go first.
I mean, it's tough. I mean, you got the leader in the EV space, and you have the leader clearly in the luxury space.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many brands under that umbrella. Mm-hmm. It's like, how do we incorporate them into one? Or is there something, I don't know, man. There's so many different conversations, I feel like, right? Like, if we're talking about luxury from a fashion standpoint, right? Does that mean, like, do we see Louis Vuitton leather inside of, I don't know. This, you know what I mean? Like, these guys have an opportunity just for themselves, right? We're talking about $500 billion. If they combine to create a new company, or they decide, to, like, hey, let's combine to have a mergers and acquisition of this company. I mean, what? This is like world takeover type stuff, right? Yeah. Them alone are higher than, I would probably say, 80% of the GDP of most countries
most
in the world.
Yeah.
Just those two guys alone standing together. I mean, what are your thoughts?
I said last week, a focused Elon is a dangerous Elon. And it kind of reminded me of like some of the rifts that Tim Cook and Elon have had. It looked like I'm going to relationship build just in case, if we do go to war, I have a tremendous ally that can help back me. I don't know if they're talking about building a company together yet, but it looked like it was one of those conversations when like Jay-Z was hanging with Jack back in the day. You're like, wait, what's coming to this? And then 3 months later, you hear something comes of it. I think it was like the first step in them like building that relationship to ultimately do something together inside of a year. But it's going to work well for Tesla.
Yeah, it's interesting that you said that. Like one of the conversations that we've had before was like, especially inside of hip hop, when we're having that conversation, is like the guys who make it to the top, we seldom see them create something together.
Yeah.
And so just seeing that conversation, and we could just imagine what it's about, but we've seen him with Tim Cook before.
Yeah.
He went to Apple, right? We've seen Elon go to Apple. Now we see him with Arnaud. So it's like he's making a conscious effort to make sure that he's in contact with everybody who's at that level. It wouldn't be surprising. They were in F1 together, him and Jeff Bezos. So it's like, Okay. He strategically has now met with the wealthiest people in the world.
Yeah.
What's next?
And you also got to look at it like, it's not even so much I think of like doing business or like personal agendas. It's more world planning. Like what, even when we went to Davos, Switzerland, like this is situations where they actually are, a select group of people are planning the future for the world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying, okay, like how, what can we do about world hunger? How are we going to address artificial intelligence? How far do we want it to go? How much are we going to release to the public?
Like, yeah,
like, what are they ready for? What are they not ready for? Like, what government? Like, this is the it may sound like I'm a conspiracy theorist, but this is really happening.
But it's true.
This is what really happening. Like, the stuff that we was hearing about when we went to Davos, I still haven't heard about some of the stuff.
It's light years ahead, too.
And it's happening now.
Yeah.
Right? People are working on that right now.
Yeah, even some of the AI stuff that's been in Goldman for a decade. Apple has had some of the AI. Like I was saying last week, they acquired 100 AI companies and no one said anything about them. They had AI, like Siri is part AI. It was like an early iteration of it. So like you said, some of this isn't just being talked about enough. But it's interesting because Ty and I talk about this all the time. Like as soon as he got a CEO for Twitter and got the headache business from underneath him, look how focused he's been ever since then. Hasn't been ranting on Twitter as much. Hasn't talked that much about Dogecoin anymore. Mm-hmm. Like he's really focused on global domination. I'm interested to see what's to come of this.
And the first picture was interesting. It was them two standing in the Eiffel Tower was in the background. But the next picture was the family.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's been plenty of talks of his sons taking over, you know, the brand of LVMH. So what is that like, right? Like, I know that you're the leader now, but I know there's a succession plan that I need to get familiar with the family as well, because when I want to have these conversations in 5 to 10 years, it'll be with them.
Yeah.
5, 20 years down, it'll be with them. So well played.
We've seen a lot of success. And I think Soros' son, the company got passed down to him.
Passed down to him.
Now, if we want to talk about other people who've taken photos together, Xi Jinping and Bill Gates.
So what that?
That's scary. Like, I keep telling you, China is slowly finding a way at all costs to get to the most important people to go to war against us. And even though Bill Gates founded Microsoft, I think the greatest entrepreneur in the last 100 years, some of his ideas are nefarious at best. That was scary to see. Like, that bothered me more than the Putin and Xi Jinping video when they was making pancakes together. That's the real bricks you have to be worried about. I'm like, oh my God, what mastermind are they having together? I don't want to touch it. I don't want to go in conspiracy land. But when I saw that photo, I was like, this cannot be good for us.
It's the enterprise play. We had that conversation prior. Like, we talk about political leaders, but we talk about the people who lead enterprise.
Yeah.
And how more important, evenly as important, if not more important, than some of the political leaders. Because if we take enterprise out of countries, that affects the bottom line.
And with all the farmland that Gates has and all the farmland that China has here, I'm going to stop there. I won't go no further.
It was important. Even last week's conversation I thought was important. I started to see more clips about, you know, the position that China is playing in Africa. And if from a standpoint where if people weren't aware, now they are. I just think like these conversations are important.
So needed.
Outside of like, yo, is it a conspiracy? Let's just open up for dialogue.
Yeah.
Right? So we watched it. Then I saw a clip from Boris Kojo talking about Africa and the role that France played.
Yeah.
And it was like, these type of conversations
are needed
so that number one, we're aware. And if we're aware, then now we can say, all right, well, here's what we can influence change.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Some people were disheartened by that conversation.
Yeah.
What do you think the solutions are? Because racism, the playbook stays the same usually. That's why like that book, Confessions of Economic Hitman, was so key. For countries that are in debt and cannot get from underneath the debt of another country, are there any solutions that we can pose publicly, or what should we do to get our audience to aggregate towards a certain politician or a certain initiative to bring change about? I know it's a loaded question, but I have to ask.
Yeah, I think super loaded. You want
say that? Can you rephrase the question?
Like, what should we do? Because a lot of people were like, okay, great. We're hearing this now about Africa and how China's taking it over and how France has overtaken and put all these sanctions on other countries for their benefit. Like, what can our audience do to bring change about?
Nothing. You want me to be honest or you want me to?
I want you.
Yo, shit, Mike, this is like, you want me to lie to you, segment?
Nah.
Be honest.
You want me to lie to you?
Yeah.
I mean, here's the harsh reality of the world that we live in. We live in a world where a select group of people have power over the masses. Now, the masses do have power, and they can influence the select group of people. Yeah. But as far as like radical change, yeah, we do need our own super PAC.
Yeah.
We do need our own, a lot of VC companies and private equity companies.
Yeah.
And more political power. And it's extremely difficult for somebody that's like just working a 9-to-5 job to accomplish. Mm-hmm. So that's more on a higher level.
Yeah.
For people that, you know, the billionaires in the culture, and these are things that they could potentially do.
Yeah.
Now the people on the ground, they can help mobilize. Yeah. Everybody has a part to play, right? Yeah. Even in the army, like the general doesn't fight the war.
That's a good point.
The general is not on the battlefield.
Yeah.
But the soldiers are needed.
Yeah.
So, but very rarely do, you know, wars get won with no general.
Mm.
There has to be a general.
Yeah.
So, you know, leadership is extremely important. I think the leadership, and then it trickles down. So I think that people, the regular everyday people, can help, you know, spread awareness.
Yeah.
And help mobilize when the time comes. But we really got to start at the top. That'll be probably, it's easier to get 10 people together than 1 million people anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? Like you get 10 people together, now you can trickle down information to 1 million people. And I had this conversation with Diddy. So
who would be in a Vest Fest talking about this more?
That's a fact.
By the way.
That's a fact. Yeah. So it's like, you know, we're in a situation where we actually do have some access to a few billionaires, especially from our culture. So, you know, help provide some information. You know, it's an ongoing process. It's not like you tell somebody one thing and then, you know, the whole world changes the next day. But, you know, being able to provide some level of insight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hopefully we can start to see some things being implemented, but it's going to be a long game.
Yeah.
Not something that is just going to change overnight for sure.
Yeah. I think that everything that you said is 100% true. And I think the education part is important. That's why I said the conversations are important, because when you live in oppression, it's tough to see anything else but surviving.
Yeah.
Right. So if you have a people that is oppressed, it's tough for me to care about what's happening in another country.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to feed my kids here.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean? So most people are looking like, oh yeah, that's good, but we face problems here. Yeah. And so how do we combat oppression? Well, number one, unification, but education and information, having a conversation so that we can galvanize around the issue, so that we can be informed about what we want and what we want to see change. But it's strategic.
It's layered.
It's layered, right? Very like layered. If I keep you oppressing, you won't care. Yeah. It's tough for you to care about what's happening in Nigeria when you can't, you know, get adequate resources for your kid to go to school.
Or if the media's funneling all this or negativity.
You'd rather watch this. You rather be entertained by some things than actually dealing with what's happening in your own realities before you can see, you know, how this systemically affects the world. And looking at somebody else's realities.
Who Jocelyn beat up in Vegas doesn't matter, y'all. It's okay.
Prayers up for her.
Yes, prayers.
That was crazy.
Charge it to the game.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Backdrop. F- a mic drop. Backdrop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.